And welcome to everybody. I'm glad we can gather together and celebrate the birth of our Savior. This time I'd like to invite Jill to come forward, please. Kids, come on up. Can join Jill right here in the front.
Thanks for coming up. What are we celebrating tonight? Christmas. What's Christmas? What? Jesus' birthday, when Jesus was born. Isn't that exciting and fun? It's Christmas. Jesus came from heaven and was born right as a little baby, and he came to save us from our sins. So I brought this nativity set, and you're going to help me tell the story, and we're going to set it up. And Pastor Sean's going to help us too. Okay, so we're going to set these things up. So first off, where was Jesus born? You remember? In a stable. You know what a stable is? It's a barn. Who lives in a barn? Animals, right? So, well, the farmers live in a house, usually not in the barn. But they work in the barn sometimes. And so here I brought a cow for the stable. So you can put the cow up on the altar. We don't really actually have the barn with us, but we'll put the cow there. And so now Mary and Joseph had to travel to get to the stable where Jesus was born. So what animal would come next? What animal? Did they travel on a camel, you think? What did Mary ride? You remember? A donkey. I heard it. Yep. Okay, so we have the donkey next. There's the donkey. So he goes up there next. Okay, so Mary rode on the donkey, and Joseph walked along beside. So they're the next people to get there, right? So, there we have Mary.
This is Mary.
And
I got Joseph in there too.
Yeah, and here we have Joseph. So they're going to go in the barn. Now, you remember the story? They're all in the stable, in the barn. What happens next? Baby Jesus was born. You're right. Before the shepherds, before the wise men, baby Jesus is born, right? Yeah, you're right. So, here we have, you can hold that. That's the manger. That's where the animals ate from. But baby Jesus didn't have anywhere to sleep, so Mary put baby Jesus in the manger. Okay. So after that, something happens out in the fields, in the country, around this barn, this stable. What happens? Angels came, right? And they sang songs. And who did they talk to? The shepherds. Okay, well, this particular nativity scene that I have has lots of shepherds. That's why I like it for this story. So here's a shepherd with a shepherd's crook. And here's a shepherd holding his sheep. You can come back if your hand's getting too full, because I got some more. And here's another shepherd holding his sheep. Okay. Oh. And here's another shepherd. Lots of shepherds. Yeah, sure does. Has a basket of fruit. Maybe he brought a present for baby Jesus. Okay, now hold on. I'm going to give you some sheep.
Look, I have some sheep too.
Here's some sheep. They came with the shepherds. Okay. So now we got all the pieces, guys. All the pieces are up there. So we have to know Well, the wise men don't come till later. So they didn't come to the barn. They actually came to a house. But we got all the pieces, all the things that happened on Christmas, actually, when Jesus was born. So we have to decide, how are we going to arrange those pieces? What is the most important piece of all of those pieces? Which one? Jesus, right. Would we have Christmas without Jesus?
No,
there would be no Christmas without Jesus. So Jesus should be in the very middle. Did you put Jesus in the middle, Pastor Sean? He sure did. And Mary and Joseph are on either side, looking after the baby Jesus. And the shepherds, yes, they have their backs to us, but they're facing the baby Jesus because he's the most important. They're looking at Jesus and worshiping him because that's the most important. Okay, let's pray, guys. Let's pray. Sam, we're going to pray. We're going to pray, okay? Pray with me.
Dear Jesus,
we're so happy that it's your birthday. Thank you for coming to save us. Amen.